It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, June 7th, 2022. Well, this week begins the annual Rose Festival in Portland, and as such, each year, we see various military vessels arrive in the river destined for the waterfront park in Portland on the Willamette River. We'll see those vessels arriving and passing by over the next few days, some stopping in Astoria and others passing by, and some leaving from here to head to Portland. Each year, we see a mix of U.S. and Canadian military vessels, along with a U.S. Coast Guard vessel, and this year is no exception. So in addition to the daily ship schedule for today, I'll give you the rundown on what I know is happening so far with what is referred to collectively as the Rose Festival Fleet of visiting ships. Since that's high interest this week, let's take a look at that Rose Festival fleet and who's arriving and when. Today, we can expect to see two U.S. Navy ships arriving, two active duty vessels. One is the USS Michael Mansour, arriving from offshore. She's going to be at the port of Astoria, and she's going to stay there overnight tonight. So she is a Navy guided missile destroyer. She should be at the port of Astoria by about 1:30 p.m. today and will leave early tomorrow morning. And she's that military gray color, very futuristic looking design, kind of slanty. You'll see her when she comes in. And she's a pretty new vessel, a new design, launched in 2016. So our other Navy ship arriving today is the USS Coronado. She's arriving from San Diego, also arriving at the port of Astoria. She is a Navy littoral combat ship, and that word littoral means near the shore, so she is a coastal vessel, coastal military vessel. She's also that futuristic-looking design, gray, launched in 2012, so another relatively new vessel. And she will be at the port of Astoria by about 2:30 p.m. So if the crews on board those vessels are allowed off on some shore leave, we might see some sailors around town this afternoon and this evening. So tomorrow, Wednesday, two Canadian Navy vessels are arriving in town, the HMCS Brandon and the HMCS Edmonton. They are both Navy coastal defense vessels, and they typically come down here for the Rose Festival every year. So they come down from the British Columbia area, headed for Portland. They'll probably pass Astoria around early in the morning, 6, 7 a.m., both of them, maybe within around the same time. And they'll be in Portland by early afternoon, maybe 2 p.m. or so. And then on Thursday, our own hometown vessel, which I just talked about yesterday on the ship report, the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Elm, our buoy tender here, will be heading from Tongue Point in Astoria up to Portland to represent the Coast Guard as part of the Rose Festival fleet. So she will leave from Tongue Point in the morning, maybe 9 a.m. Sometimes they leave earlier than that, and we'll get up to Portland in the late afternoon. So that's what I know about the Rose Festival fleet so far. If I see that any other vessels are arriving that are part of that fleet, I'll tell you about that tomorrow. And all these vessels up there will be up there for the weekend, and then they should turn around and head back downriver on Monday. So I'll be talking about them on Monday's ship schedule as well, so you can watch for them as they go by. So something unusual that happens every year on the in honor of the Rose Festival. Before we go on, let's take a look at our marine weather forecast, as we always do. Looks like we're going to have some pretty good weather in the early part of this week, but then a stronger weather system will move into our waters on Thursday. And when you hear that kind of talk, stronger weather system, it usually means rain. So we should prepare ourselves mentally for that. Today's forecast includes northeast winds, 5 to 10 knots, backing around to the west in the afternoon. Wind waves from the northeast, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart. Shifting to the west at 4 seconds in the afternoon, west swells 4 feet at 9 seconds apart. And let's take a look now at our regular ship schedule today. In addition to these military vessels coming in that are kind of a special thing, we have our usual complement of cargo ships coming and going. Inbound today, we have 6 vessels. The first is the Atlantic Ferry. She came into the Astoria anchorage around 6:30 this morning from San Francisco. Going to be going up to Kalama eventually to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. Next inbound, the Dream Diamond, arriving from South Korea around 8:30 this morning, headed for Portland. She's a car carrier with Hyundais on board. She'll be in Portland by early afternoon, around 2:30 p.m. or so at the port of Portland. The Texas is a petroleum tanker arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. She will pass Astoria around 11 a.m. and arrive in Portland around 5 p.m. And the way you can tell a tanker is that it is, if you think of it as a liquid bulk carrier, on a dry bulk carrier, you'll see hatch covers on deck. But when a petroleum or any kind of tanker goes by whose cargo is liquid, because different kinds of things that are liquids are carried on ships, you'll see pipes and valves and things on deck instead of hatch covers. That's a clear giveaway that you've got some kind of a tanker there going by. So she'll pass Astoria around 11 a.m. and be in Portland by about 5 p.m. The African grouse will arrive from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Vancouver, Washington's anchorage, but she's headed to the port of Portland eventually to pick up potash. She will pass Astoria around 2:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about 8:30 p.m. The Ocean Glory is arriving from China, headed for Longview. She's picking up logs there. She will pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m. and be in Longview by about 8 p.m. And the Forest Trader is arriving from Seattle, headed for Longview's anchorage. She'll be picking up logs there, and she will pass Astoria around 7:30 p.m., arriving in Longview around 11 p.m. In our outbounders, we have five of them. The first is the ATB OSG Endurance, heading out of Portland, left around midnight, so she could have passed Astoria outbound already around 6 a.m. Refined petroleum is her cargo, and that's generally the cargo for our ATBs here. We have some that carry things like asphalt and other things, and those cargoes have to be heated to keep them liquid so they can be pumped. But most of the ATBs we see here are carrying some kind of refined petroleum, like gasoline, jet fuel, or biodiesel. Next outbound is the Yihai, leaving Vancouver, leaving around 2 a.m. She could have passed Astoria outbound around 8 a.m. The NS Hangzhou is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board at about 5:30 a.m., so look for her passing Astoria outbound around 11:30 a.m. And the Spring Breeze is leaving Kalama carrying wheat at around 7 a.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around noontime. And the IT Intrepid is leaving Portland around 8 a.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 2 p.m. She's kind of an unusual ship. She's not a cargo ship. She's one of those cable-laying ships, a cable ship. She's heading out of the shipyard at Swan Island. And so these are very high-tech vessels that are install and maintain telecommunications cable on the ocean floor. We have several of them. There are several of them that are home ported in Portland at the shipyard there, and they go in and out and do work on the spider web of cables that goes across the Pacific that bring us our internet from Asia back and forth. In our Astoria anchorages, we have seven vessels. The Dorte Oldendorf headed for Kalama at about 3:30 this morning to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. And she probably got to Kalama by about 8:30 a.m. Our other ships in the anchorage are the Ultra Esterhazy, the Pan Eldorado, the African Eagle, the Ad Astra, the Anatoly, and the BBG Guigong. And they are all awaiting orders. They will all head upriver eventually to pick up cargoes, and I'll tell you about them when they head downriver. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.